Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Lance, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Auburn Tigers of the SEC. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips of our shows on Instagram at 100 Yards Football. And, of course, our podcast you can listen to each and every single day on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you listen to your podcast. We cover everything and anything football related, so be sure to turn notifications so you do not miss a single episode. Well, let's talk about Auburn. A decent year last year, right, in 2021. A little bit of rough end to the season, a very tough loss to Alabama, man. We all know how that game went. But they got some players on their team that could help turn this game around, turn this season around. This upcoming year, it's a brand new year. They went 6-7 last year. Like I said, that loss against Alabama towards the end, they lost just by 2 points, so it could have went either way. But let's discuss their season, their schedule, their players, and how I think they can do in 2022. So week one, they go off against Mercer. I mean, come on, that's got to be one. No disrespect to Mercer, but they're not Auburn. So 1-0, 2-0 against San Jose State, make it easy there. Penn State could be a little bit tricky. I think Penn State could get the sneaky win in that one. So a 2-1 record. Missouri, I think they can win that one. So a 3-1 record. LSU, bit of a rough year last year. I don't know how they're going to do this year, though, man. I think that Auburn can get the win in that one. 4-1. But then they run into the potential buzzsaw of the Georgia Bulldogs October 8th. That is their second loss on the season. Ole Miss, right after that, I think they can win that one, even though it's going to be interesting to see with Ole Miss, of course, Matt Corral is gone. Arkansas had a pretty good year last year. It shocked a lot of people. So I am going to give Arkansas the W in this one, putting them at, I believe, 3 losses on the season. Mississippi State, I feel that they could possibly win that one. Texas A&M, another toss-up, really. I might go and give that one to A&M for 4 losses on the season. Western Kentucky, senior day, they're going to get the win in that one. No doubt in my mind. And then once again, Auburn comes to town. Auburn comes, and they go to Tuscaloosa on the road against some team with Nick Saban. I'm not sure. You can drop a comment. Someone in Crimson, maybe the Crimson Tide, perhaps. Tough game. It's a toss-up, man. I don't know how it is because, you know, they're going to be upset about last year. They won, but they barely won. Coach Saban don't want that. But Iron Bowl, you know, one of the most classic combinations in college football history. So I think Auburn is going to put up a good fight once again, but it's hard to bet against Alabama. So put them at 5 losses on the year, I believe. So let's go back and look at the schedule just so I can double check and make sure. So Mercer's a win, San Jose State's a win, Penn State's a loss, Missouri is a win, LSU is going to be a win, Georgia's a loss, Ole Miss is a win, Arkansas, man. See, once I go back and look at these, I think I doubt myself. I think that, you know, they could. That they might win, they might not. Arkansas is super tough, though, man. I'm going to go Arkansas getting winning that one. So six. So five wins so far. Mississippi State, they're going to win that one for six wins. Texas A&M. Oh, man. These are tough games, man, because you just never know. Texas A&M, I'll go and I think Jimbo and them have got this one. So still six wins. Western Kentucky make them seven. And then Auburn, the killing machine, right, will put them out of their misery. So seven wins on the season. So not too bad. But, man, this is, once again, it's a tough schedule, man. I think they're going to flip their record from last year. They went 6-7 last year. I think they can go 7-6 this year. You know, in a bowl game, perhaps. Obviously, they're going to get in a bowl game. But I don't know. I don't know if they're quite there yet. But talking more about the team, obviously, they got rid of their offense coordinator. Mike Bobo's out the way. In comes Eric Kiso, if I'm pronouncing that wrong, but please correct me in the comments. Bo Nix, he's gone. They got TJ Finley. They got coming in. He's probably going to be the one starter. But they needed to get Zach Calzada coming in, so we're not sure who's going to even be the quarterback. Then with the running backs are going to be fine. Tank Bigsby's going to be there. The defense needs to be a lot better, though. At times, it could be a little bit tricky. But as long as everyone can be healthy, I think that they've got some good players over there. Jason Jones is going to help out. 6'6". He's a big boy there. Owen Papo is coming back after missing a lot of last season at the secondary, so that's going to help him out, too. And like I said, you lost Roger McCurry, you lost Smoke Monday. That's going to be tough. Zion Puckett's going to be the other going to look for in the backfield to help out. But I think Auburn's going to have a slight improvement this year. I don't see a big leap for them yet, just because I'm not sure how the team is going to gel. But please drop a comment. Let me know what you think about this team. I think they're still going to be about the same as last year, a little bit better, though, and coming into 2022. I think Auburn is on the right track. But I feel like they might need just another season to get some recruits in, get some more transfers. I just don't think they're there quite yet. But they are going on the up and up. I don't see them having a worse year. I do have them having a slightly better year as opposed to last year. But they could shock me and do a lot better. But it remains to be seen. Like I said, I'm just looking on a screen at their schedule. We haven't seen them play in real life. These are just my predictions. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Please drop a comment, though. We'd love to hear. What do you think? Are you an Auburn Tigers fan? Are you not a fan? What do you think their record will be this upcoming year? We'd love to hear it. Of course, like I said, check us out Facebook and YouTube. Also, our podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Any listen to the podcast, you can find us each and every single day. Over 900 episodes, over 1,000-plus live videos on Facebook and YouTube. And go turn on notifications so you do not forget an episode on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Facebook, YouTube. Also, check out clips on LinkedIn and on Instagram for amazing football content. I've been your host today, Logan Lewis. Have a tremendous day, everyone. And we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.